Hey, it's Gina Stevens. Welcome to Belwah Radio, where we bring you digital marketing tips, expert interviews, and industry news for community media, community radio, and independent media. Visit our website at belwahmedia.com.
Thank you for joining me here on Belwah Radio. My name is Gina Stevens. I am your host. Today we're going to be talking about using community media and storytelling to create change. Nonprofits, civic organizations, and even schools use storytelling to support their mission. Some of these groups use storytelling to generate brand awareness, while others use it to initiate dialogue on important issues. Many organizations use storytelling for fundraising. Community members across the U.S. are using storytelling to open dialogue on important political and social issues so they can affect change. In each of these cases, community media can play an important role in helping organizations use storytelling to communicate in advance an organization's mission. Community media centers provide community members access to the tools and training they need to produce digital stories. There are three ways community media can help use storytelling to start a meaningful dialogue and help create change. So the first way community media can help use storytelling to start that meaningful dialogue and get in the process of creating change, the first way is to use storytelling as community development strategy. So author Chris Guillebeau defines community as a group of people united through a common struggle with the same stories. These stories are often shared community experiences and concerns. It's through this judicious storytelling that community media can help turn a community's shared experiences and concerns into this big picture. This big picture lays the foundation for an effective community development strategy. So how can community media centers help community members start this process of strategic and judicious storytelling? So how can community media centers actually start this process of strategic and judicious storytelling? So I'm going to pause. And for those of you who are not quite sure what community media is, so some of you are probably like, okay, well, this all sounds good, but what exactly is community media? So you might want to think about the old format of public access television. So oftentimes people will say, you know, think the old Wayne's World, you know. So if you've seen Wayne's World, then that's what public access, that's the old format of community media. You might think about, some people say, hey, is that the channel that you watch school board meetings on, city council meetings on? Is that the channel you turn to find out if school is closed for the day? Yes. That's public access television. That's the old school format of public access television. What's happening is public access television is moving away from being known as public access television, and they're moving to what's being called community media centers. Why? Because community media centers are actually delivering content more than just on television. They're delivering content on tablets, on Facebook, on smartphones, on Instagram, on Snapchat, and they want to be seen as more than old school public access television. They want to be more than what I watch. I'm 46 years old, what my grandmother watched. They want to be seen as what millennials will actually be able to relate to. So community media centers are more than what we used to watch, and it's community-driven media. It is media that is created by the community for the community. So that's what a community media center is. Providing access to tools and training to produce digital stories useful for community development isn't enough. Community media centers should consider expanding their efforts. So it's not just enough to provide access to these tools and resources. So you can go into a community media center that has these resources, which are the high-tech, you know, video equipment, you know, and then they train you on using this video equipment. It's not just enough to provide you access to the tools and the equipment. What needs to happen is there needs to be these extra steps. What are these extra steps? Training community members on how to design community storytelling events that build relationships with key community stakeholders. That's one of those extra steps that needs to happen. What's another extra step that needs to happen? Training community members and organizations how to plan storytelling projects throughout the community that's designed to address critical local issues. That's another step that can happen. Storytelling encourages conversation among community members and creates a collective representation that improves the community's well-being. Media centers can be the catalyst for that improvement. Number two, use storytelling as an instrument for citizen empowerment. That's another thing that community media centers can do to help create change in their environment, in their community. Alan Knight, Associate Professor of Business at Spring Arbor University, writes, "It is important that you tell your story from a relatable perspective and communicate it in a way that elicits an emotional response from your audience." People respond to emotion, so it's important to reach out from your heart to reach the hearts of others. Creative narration. An organization committed to teaching individuals and groups the how-tos of digital storytelling believes the process of storytelling can lead to discovery, strengthening relationships, and building power. Personal stories facilitate deeper connections between people. Storytelling reaches the heart of decision makers who often forget the plight of the people. This is where storytelling begins to create power and empowerment. Now, I had a conversation with Jennifer Nowicki-Clark of Creative Narrations. And what Jennifer said was, stories are most powerful when they come from the people who have lived these stories. Again, storytelling is most powerful when they come from the people who have actually lived the stories. Allow the people who have actually lived the stories to tell the stories. And that's where you create power and empowerment. So how can community media help marry storytelling and citizen empowerment? So here are two things that community media can do to help marry storytelling and citizen empowerment. And I want nonprofits to keep this in mind, because nonprofits, if they keep this in mind, these are the things you want to keep in mind, because if you partner with community media, these are the things that you want to keep in mind, because you want to use community media to help create change in your community. Community media can help community members use available audio, visual, and training tools to create digital stories that build connections. Again, community media can help community members use available audio, visual, and training tools to create digital stories that build connections. Another thing community media can do to help marry storytelling and citizen empowerment is help community members create digital stories to develop political, social, and cultural stories concerning their community. An online survey conducted by the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs states, empowering implies the recognition that anyone can make the difference in his or her life and other people's lives. This sense of empowerment is what helps people believe they can affect political and social change, and I feel that deserves repeating. Empowering implies the recognition that anyone can make the difference in his or her life and other people's lives. This sense of empowerment is what helps people believe they can affect political and social change. So number three, use storytelling to build social capital. And I think this is one of the most important things that you can use community media and storytelling to create change. This is one of the most important things. Use storytelling to build social capital. Social capital refers to personal relationships people have developed over time that enable them to influence human capital, policy making, or community initiatives. Frausa Booker Drew, PhD, says, if social capital is about networks, relationships, and associations, then it is critical to understand the role of bonding and bridging. Booker Drew argues that bonding involves connecting to those who are familiar. Storytelling creates this bond by building a bridge of understanding. Here's how community media can help build those bridges. One, helping community members create and distribute digital stories consistently, which can strengthen relationships with key stakeholders in your community. Two, helping community members create and distribute digital stories that communicate solutions to political and social issues, which can influence policy making and future initiatives. And I believe that deserves repeating. Community media can help build bridges by helping community members create and distribute digital stories that communicate solutions to political and social issues, which can influence policy making and future initiatives. It's essential to create a strategic plan, though, that includes building networks, relationships, and associations while creating these digital stories that build the social capital community members need to accomplish their goals. So the key takeaways here, community development, citizen empowerment, and building social capital are just a few storytelling benefits. Partnered with community media, members of a community can initiate dialogue on important issues, establish relationships with key stakeholders, and build a bridge of understanding. This understanding creates a sense of empowerment that helps people believe they can indeed affect political and social change. Thank you again for joining me here on Belvoir Radio. My name is Gina Stevens.